In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning, we hear the last self-revelatory statement of Jesus in the Gospel of John. This time again, Jesus uses basic imagery that emphasizes the communal and relational nature of the Christian faith. This image challenges those of us who believe to be sovereign individuals, independent, self-reliant. But this is an invitation to acknowledge our need for Jesus as the center of everything, who connects us to God and to one another. In order to connect to God and one another, we have to discover our connection with ourselves. I do not know about you, but when I try to do things in a rush without connecting to my inner self, I find it very tiresome, and I find myself very empty. Whenever I take a break and some deep breath to connect with myself inwardly, it makes a great difference. I encourage you to try it. I believe that I am a branch, fragile, brittle, and I need to connect to the true vine through prayer and meditation. Jesus is the true vine. True. What is true? Is that which has the name and resemblance. True is accurate. True is genuine, opposite to what is fictitious or pretending. Jesus is inviting us to abide in him. Jesus desires to give us his own divine strength to produce fruit, the same strength that was given to the disciples on Pentecost. As the Father gives his own spirit to his Son and governs his Son's mind and all his actions, Jesus is inviting us to abide in him, so that we can experience the closeness and intimate relationship with Jesus, God, and one another. We will no longer see God as a judge, but as a Father who is reconciled with us and loves us through the relationship with Jesus. To tell you the truth, to abide in the vine is not a straight line. Because when all is well, or when we face difficulty in our life, it could be very easy to fall from the vine. Perhaps that is why the word abide is so repetitive in the reading this morning, at least in the New Revised Standard Bible. 7 times in the Gospel and 6 times in the first epistle of John. Jesus Christ is the one whom God has united to himself in the closest bond of love and made acquainted with God's purposes. Jesus is appointed to carry out among men the plan of salvation and made to share also his own nature. Jesus desires to give us access to that same intimacy and love of the Father if we are willing or have the perseverance to abide in him. How could that be? To bear fruit, we have to abide in Jesus. We think we are so independent, and the most difficult thing is to accept our limitations. For example, the Sisters of St. Margaret have a house for elderly people in Haiti. I will always remember Mrs. Felix. Mrs. Felix has children, but she hardly saw them, and they could not support her either. Finally, the priest from her town took her to the foyer run by the sisters. She was a piece of work. She challenged our patience on every level. And one day, she even tried to run away. Thank God, someone found her and brought her back. She was Miss Independence and was always talking about all that she owned, but it was all about keeping up appearances. Finally, one day, the sisters told her that they will take her back home, since she did not want to stay. When the sisters got to her town, there was no house, nobody to receive her. Only a few people remember her. Finally, when the sisters told her they were leaving, she got in the car voluntarily to return to the foyer. She never complained again or asked to go back home. Abide in me. We sometimes forget that we are branches, we are fragile, tender, and flexible. To bear fruit, we need to abide by the true vine, and only then can we acknowledge our weakness, fragility, tenderness, and flexibility in life, and recognize our need to abide in the vine. It is not easy to completely depend on the vine grower. While the purpose of the vine is to bear fruit, and the fruit comes from the branches, the vine cannot be considered apart from its fruit-bearing branches. We need each other, we need Jesus, and we need God. The purpose of the vine grower is to take care of the branches and look at the branches' usefulness. A branch that could not bear fruit is cut off. Those branches in which the vine grower sees hope are given another chance by pruning them to bring fruit. It is the joy of the vine grower for all the branches to bear fruit. It is disappointing to the vine grower to cut the branches. We are a team, and God counts on us as human to reveal God's glory. Just as Jesus' work and actions reveal God's glory. I think it is wonderful for God to rely on you and me to reveal God's glory. Though it seems great and amazing, that does not make it easy. That's why over and over we need to be pruned. The process of pruning is never easy. It requires patience, humility, and courage. At the same time, there are a lot of things that can keep us from being pruned, such as loss of patience, greed, pride, lack of humility, fear, the thought that we are superior to another human being, or that someone is less than us for whatever reason. Today we heard that the branch cannot receive any nourishment unless there is constant contact with the vine. As Jesus said to his disciples, Jesus is saying the same things to us today. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branches cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can us unless we abide in the Lord. Without abiding in Jesus, we will be fruitless. Without abiding to Jesus, when we look at each other, we will see a crowded image of God, and the life and the pain of the other person will not mean anything to us. Without abiding in the vine, the sisters would have said, "We have had enough of you, Mrs. Felix. We are not taking you back with us. Whatever happens to you is your problem." Instead, it was a pruning experience for Mrs. Felix. Upon her return to the foyer, she became a new person. She never complained again until she passed away. To bear fruit is to do the work of love, and the work of love is the sign of discipleship. The sign of discipleship is to glorify God in word and action. This morning, I am asking you and myself, what area in our lives need to be pruned in order to build more fruit, and fruit that glorify God? It is not enough to just bear fruit, but fruit that glorify God. Our culture is so much focused on productivity. This sort of productivity is like a sort of transaction. It creates fear, anxiety, tension. Instead, Jesus is talking more about connectivity, relationship, and love. Any lack of productivity in this sense is a lack of interior connection with ourselves, Jesus, and our brothers and sisters. Productivity is a good thing when the action comes from a place of love and compassion. To abide in the vine is an invitation to live a life fully alive. A life fully alive is a life lived in love and connection with Jesus, with ourselves, and with one another. Otherwise, no matter how much we might have in the bank, interiorly, we will still be poor and empty. I feel that I need pruning in my life, and I pray that God will continue to prune me so that I can bear more fruit. It is not easy to bear fruit that glorifies God as a human being. It is not easy to be pruned either. Jesus is with us on the journey. It is a process that requires a relationship with Jesus. That process demands that we look at our own life to see where we can bear fruit today, tomorrow, the next day, and every day after that. Because when Jesus speaks of himself as divine, Jesus' words are not only self-revelatory, but revelatory of the interrelationship with God, Jesus, and the community in the life of faith as well. All three elements, gardener, vine, and branches, are essential to production of fruit. Jesus is the middle ground between God and us. As Jesus told the disciples early on in John 14, verse 28, "The Father is greater than I. God is the source and the guiding hand of Jesus, and Jesus is our guiding hand in the labor of love he invites us to share." Finally, I will leave you with a few questions. How does our work bring healing to this fractured world that we are living in today? Is it producing healing or more fracture? Does our work, both as an individual and the church, bring fruits that glorify God? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.